ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で26問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。一問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から Dのうちから一つ選びなさい。
それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1
Good morning. I'm Christopher Boyd, and I have an appointment with Dr. Tamai at 11:50 later this morning. I was wondering, do you think that I might be able to see her a little earlier, as I unexpectedly have to go pick a friend up at the airport this morning?
Well, let's see.She's seeing a patient right now, and she's due to see another at 9:20. Dr. Tamai is rather busy this morning, but she seems to be free at 10:20. Would that be of any help? At what time do you need to be at the airport?
At 11:15. Yes, that should just about be okay. It'll take me about 30 minutes to drive to the airport, so yes, please. I'd like to reschedule to the earlier time. Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Boyd. See you a little later this morning, then.
Question 49. What time is the man's new appointment to see the doctor? Listening 2.
Hi, Mom. Look, I know it's late, but I've just finished my part-time job at the restaurant. Could you come and pick me up?
What? Didn't you take your bicycle?
Well, yes, but I accidentally left the key to the bicycle lock inside the restaurant. I can't go back in and get it because the door's locked. There aren't any trains running this late, and I don't have enough money for a taxi. I would walk home, but, well, it's really raining hard and it's very cold.
Okay, look. I'll be there in about 20 minutes.I'll take your spare key for the bicycle lock with me so that you can unlock your bicycle and bring it with you in the trunk of the car, rather than go back for it tomorrow. Have you got an umbrella?
No, but I'll wait at the train station across the road. It'll keep the rain off.
Okay, see you soon. Try and keep warm.
Question 50. What will the man do with the bicycle?Listening 3.
Mom, I need a new jacket. Can you buy me one soon? It's cold going to school.
What's wrong with the one you are wearing? We had the broken zipper fixed only a few weeks ago. Is it too small?
No, it still fits okay. It's just not that warm. These days, it's really chilly walking to school.
Well, I guess it looks pretty old, doesn't it? I wish you had told me earlier, though. I don't have time this week.But perhaps this weekend we can get you one.
Thanks.
Question 51. What does the boy say is wrong with the jacket he is wearing? Listening 4.
Hi, Bill. I heard you were selling some of your furniture. Is that right?
Yeah, I graduate in March, so it won't be long before I have to move out and find a new place to live. So I'm trying not to keep too much stuff.
I'm in the same situation. Where will you move to?
It's complicated. I have to do some training in Osaka for 2 weeks. For that, I'll stay in a company apartment. Then I come back to Tokyo to start work, but I don't know where my office will be. They have a couple of locations here, but none where I live now. After about 5 or 6 years, I'll probably be sent to Nagoya. That's what they told me, at least.
That wouldn't be too bad. Aren't your parents from there?
Yeah, they are. And if that happens, it'd be nice to be able to see them more often. But honestly, I was hoping I'd get sent to Hiroshima. I visited there once, and I really like the city. Only one of the people who got hired this year is going there, though.
Well, no matter where you end up, we have to stay in touch, okay?
Question 52. Where is the man going to live when his training finishes? Listening 5.
Tina, I'm going shopping to get Mum a calendar for next year, as we always do for Christmas. Any suggestions on what kind I should get? I know we got her one with flower pictures last year, which she seemed to like. Maybe we should go with something different this year, though, right?
How about cats? She would like that, and every store has one of those. They look cute, although it's not really much of a special present. My friend Tony got his wife a calendar with beautiful places around the world, which he wants to visit.
Either of those would be okay, but how about something unique, like one with pictures of our family members on it? She'd like that, I reckon.
That's nice, but I heard those are a bit expensive. You could always get one with a modern art theme. They are apparently very popular this year.
I'm not a big fan of that, so I say we skip that idea. Why don't we spend a bit more and get her one with pictures of us on it? She'll like that for sure.
Okay, let me know how much it costs.
Question 53. Which type of calendar do the man and woman decide to buy for their mother? Listening 6.
Sorry I'm late. Have you been waiting long?
Don't worry, I was late myself. I've only been here for a couple of minutes. The bus was too crowded, so I couldn't get on. I had to wait for the next one.
I've had that happen to me before.
So that's why you're late?
Not today. I was getting ready to leave when I realized I didn't have any money. I didn't have time to go to the bank, so I had to ask my mom to lend me some.
Ah, I see.
That didn't take long, though. The main problem was that my bicycle had a puncture. I spent a few minutes trying to fix it, but then I gave up and decided to walk.
You couldn't take the train?
I thought about it, but I'd have to change trains twice to get here. I decided it would be quicker to walk.
Well, you're here now. The movie doesn't start for another 10 minutes, so let's go get some popcorn.
Question 54. What made the woman late?
Part B。リスニング7から9では、英語を聞いて、印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを、A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が3つ、リスニング8には問題が3つ、リスニング9には問題が3つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Welcome back to the gardening show. Our special guest of the day is Alice Hooper. Alice is here to talk about a book she has recently written, focusing on the current boom of young people growing indoor plants. Welcome to the show, Alice. Tell us just how popular this new trend is, as I think many of our listeners might be surprised by it.
Yes, it is quite surprising, isn't it? I actually came across this trend by accident while looking through Instagram one day. I was looking for some advice on gardening and how to make my spider plants grow better, and was amazed to find out how many young people were posting pictures of their plants online. Not surprisingly, pictures of exotic-looking plants, such as the snake plant, are uploaded frequently. But none come close to the cactus, not even beautiful sunflower plants.
I would never have guessed that until I read your book the other day. 25 million pictures and counting is hard to believe. What's the reason behind all this?
That's a good question. Since the 1970s, most houses have had central heating and air conditioning, meaning we can better control the temperature inside and grow a wider range of plants. That certainly helped the older gardeners like us grow plants indoors. Generally, indoor plants are easier to raise than garden plants, as you don't have to worry about storms or insects destroying them. Personally, I love gardening outside and seeing the return of a favorite plant after a long, dark winter. I find the seasonal change of plants through the year brings me great joy. As we all know, young people these days spend a lot more time indoors and online. But this has indirectly led to the boom in raising indoor plants. They love taking pictures to upload and are always looking for things to photograph. And these plants are often very beautiful or interesting to look at. Neither indoor plants nor outdoor plants cost much to grow, so that also helps.
As a parent, I certainly love that it's such a cheap hobby. I know my daughter is now growing a small watermelon plant in her bedroom. It's funny to think that my wife encouraged her to grow one last year, but she showed no interest whatsoever. However, her school gave all the kids a project over the summer holidays this year to grow one. And while she wasn't initially very keen on doing it, she now seems to be enjoying taking care of it. Her older brother even started growing one after seeing what she was doing and saying it looked like fun. He was actually saying something last night about selling the watermelons if they taste good. Anyway, Alice, we've come up to the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Listening 8.
Finally today, something fun for kids everywhere and for you adults who still have a sweet tooth. Here to tell us about the Swedish tradition of Saturday sweets is Sven Nuxen. Welcome to the program, Mr. Nuxen. I see you've brought a large bag of candy with you for the occasion. Very appropriate. Please tell us a little bit about this fun-sounding Swedish tradition.
Thanks, Melissa. Yes, it truly is a fun tradition. I remember growing up in Sweden in the 1980s and going to the candy store every Saturday with my parents to get some candy. I'd get marshmallows and my favorite candies to put in a special bag that I used every week. It was such a great experience for my parents in the 1960s that they passed on the tradition to me. Actually, though, the tradition dates back to when the Swedish medical authorities began recommending candies as a once-a-week treat in the 1950s. The tradition evolved, and by the 1970s, the tradition was well established.
Why did the Swedes come up with this idea? Was it promoted by the candy companies?
Well, Melissa, not exactly. Actually, the growing economy meant people were getting richer and buying sweet things every day. Unfortunately, this led to more tooth decay. Dentists wanted to try and limit this. Swedes tend to trust their government and followed their advice to restrict and control their eating of candies to Saturdays only. It soon became the beloved family-oriented activity that still exists today, with parents taking kids to the store every Saturday and spending time with them.
I bet the kids love it.
Yes, the candy is a treat for anyone looking to unwind from the week. But it's more than that. Cultural commentators and economists argue there's a lot to be learned from the Saturday sweets tradition. Particularly, it encourages children to start thinking about weekly budgeting and encourages independence from a young age.
Do you think this tradition will continue in the future? I guess eating candy every weekend can't be the healthiest thing for kids. Candies are also getting more and more expensive these days in Sweden.
Yes, there are plenty of potential hurdles to overcome if Swedes are to maintain this tradition. One is the switch to digital money and cashless payments. Studies have shown that children are less likely to save part of their allowance if they can't actually see the coins and notes in their hand. By Saturday, all their money could be gone. However, I don't anticipate this will affect children these days much, as many are already used to managing cashless payments and doing everything digitally. What will affect Saturday sweets is that kids are spending more on soft drinks and snacks during the week after school, so they will have less money to spend when Saturday comes around.
Well, hopefully the tradition continues. Kids always need something fun to look forward to on the weekend. Thanks for coming in to explain everything.
Listening 9.
Hello, thanks for coming today. Please take a seat.
Thank you. I'm Gordon, Gordon Watson.
Nice to meet you, Gordon. I'm the manager here. My name is Abigail Garcia. Please call me Abigail. So let's get started on the job interview. Tell me about your background in computing.
Well, I first became interested in software design when I was in elementary school. My mom and dad bought a family computer when I was little, and I started computer programming with my older sister. Actually, she was very good and taught me all the basics in the evenings after school. When I was about 8 years old, my math teacher recommended that I take extra school classes at the weekends to learn how to make robots. I entered several national competitions and even got to the finals a couple of times with robots I had designed and built.
Wow, you've been interested in this field for a long time then.
That's right. I found a good university course which enabled me to build my knowledge and skill, and I'll graduate next year. I've heard a lot of great things about your company, so I'm really excited to get an interview here.
What in particular interests you about our company, compared to others you've applied to?
Well, of course, all companies in this field pay very well, and the offices here are beautiful. It's also great that there are so many training programs to help employees continue to learn and improve. I like the fact that workers here are given opportunities to develop personal projects. That's what I like the best. It would be great to work alongside talented colleagues on large projects, but I love the idea that employees have the chance to follow their own ideas.
Yes, some of our most successful ideas have come from employees' independent research. We also find allowing our workers space to work on their own ideas keeps them happy, and a happy worker is good for the company.
I'm sure that's true.
So, tell me about some of the things you've designed while at university.
Okay, well, I worked on a smart refrigerator with my classmates. It could read the labels on items inside and send text messages to the owner's smartphone to remind them to buy more milk, for example.
Did it have a voice recognition function?
We planned to add that, but at that time, the technology was not as good as it is now. It often made mistakes, unless the user spoke very slowly, so we used a touch panel instead. However, it could speak to the user. One thing we programmed was the ability to suggest recipe ideas based on what was inside it. It wasn't possible to make such a complex device energy efficient, unfortunately, but we were generally happy with our work. It wasn't really practical, but we learned so much from building it. I know your company has a smart home device section working on household appliances, which I'd love to know more about.
After the interview, there will be an office tour, so we can take you through that area.
Great.
Well, Gordon, it's been great to meet you. You have a strong application, and I've really enjoyed talking to you. Please go through to the next office for the next stage of interviews. I hope to see you again soon.
Thanks, Abigail.
パート C リスニング10から11では、英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、true を、正しくなければ B、false を選びなさい。なお、リスニング10には問題が6つ、リスニング11には問題が5つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 11. You will hear a man called Bob talking with a woman named Betty about their spring break plans. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. Listening 11 will now begin.
Hey, Bob, what are your plans for the spring break?
Well, I'm most likely going to go on a family holiday with my brother and my parents for a week. But I should be thinking about getting a part-time job, as I really need some money for my second year at university. How about you, Betty?
I'm going to Canada for the spring break.
Really? For the whole break?
Yes. Well, actually, for about 6 weeks. I'm going to work at the hotel in a ski resort for the last part of the season.
Wow, sounds great.
Yeah, I hope it will be. The work will be pretty simple. Mostly working in the reception area, but my hours are 7 to 12 in the morning and 5 to 8 in the evening. So I will have time in between shifts to go skiing nearby.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it gives me a chance to get out of town and meet new people.
I'd love to do something like that. How did you find that kind of work?
The travel agency on campus has this information, but I saw it on a website called Spring Break Work in Canada. It gives information on all kinds of spring break jobs for university students. For example, at hotels, farms, and festivals.
Sounds like something I should take a good look at.
Yeah, I was lucky. My job is at the hotel, so I can stay there for $50 a week, and they take that out of my wages. My meals are free, and I will get a discounted ski pass for the time I am there.
I hope you really enjoy it there. This is the end of the listening test.